forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass.
The steps and courtyard in front of City Hall filled with the sounds of prayer.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Opponents to the non-discrimination ordinance proposal held signs that marriage equals one man and one woman. Groups are allowed to peacefully assemble here and usually do, but two opposing groups both planned a noontime event. Patrick Bondolin is a board member with the San Antonio Family Association. He and the group do not support the revisions to the non-discrimination ordinance. He says the various people that opposed the ordinance had an 11 o'clock press conference.
And then we had planned to have our prayer vigil a week and a half ago to have it from 12 to 2. And so we stayed here to make sure that we had the main plaza.
The group included nuns and organized associations and spread out across the courtyard with signs. When supporters of the ordinance showed up for their news conference, including people from the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center, opponents continued praying. Nettie Hinton says supporters asked them to let them have the space for their event.
And then they refused to move. So because Dr. King and others have told us that we must fight for our cause with dignity, we move to the back of the building.
Groups do not need to have permission from the city to assemble. It is their constitutional right to do so. The city spokesperson says typically groups will let those at City Hall know about their event out of courtesy. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.